Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, it has been a dizzying few days. Let's step back and take a look through the eyes of an historian, Julian Zelizer, a political historian at Princeton University, a CNN political analyst, and a friend of Here and Now, been here quite some time. Julian, you join us from the NPR studios in New York. Have you ever seen anything like this?
Well, I think today is one of those moments where you have historians scratching their heads, trying to think of what this is like. Obviously, with any major investigation, as we had with Watergate, there are shocking revelations, sometimes that take place during hearings, like what happened with Watergate, but nothing quite like this. Nothing like the principals in the scandal tweeting out information that appears, at least, to be the most damaging material that is out there.
And well, as I said, it's been dizzying. So let's remind ourselves when this meeting itself was first revealed by The New York Times, Donald Trump Jr. said that it was to hear about adoption policies. Then once there were three sources who said that an email showed that it was about getting negative information on Hillary Clinton, he said it was about getting negative information on Hillary Clinton. And now we have well, I don't know if it's the final shoe, but the revelation that it was information that came as part of Russia and its government support for Mr. Trump, ongoing support. And this was just days after this, Donald Trump Jr. was asked to answer a charge from Democrats that Russians were involved in the election because the DNC emails had been leaked. And he was asked about this on CNN, the fact that Russians might be involved. And he said, it's lies, lies. It's disgusting. Julian, I mean, you can't help but think about another time in history when it wasn't, you know, the crime, it was the cover-up. Your thoughts on, we now know in an email, he knew the Russians were involved, and days later he said that wasn't true.
No, absolutely. That refrain obviously comes from how Nixon handled the investigation. And in this case, the administration doesn't really have much credibility left. You know, every statement that it makes is then contradicted. Information is constantly withheld from the public. And people, even Republicans, don't really know what's coming next or what to believe. And there's a lot of evidence that members of the administration are working hard to prevent investigators and the media from knowing exactly what happened. And so that raises suspicions. Although in this case, I do think the crime itself still is front and center. And that's why these emails are so disconcerting, given what we know Russia was doing in this election. Well, I think in some ways there's a double whammy here.
Well, meaning what? The crime is front and center because we just heard the T word mentioned. Some people are saying treason. Others are pointing to laws that say that you can't get something of value from a government agent or you can't conspire against, you know, the United States. These are, you know, laws that are in place. What are you seeing?
Well, that's the question. The question here is, did the Trump campaign collude with the Russian government either directly or through multiple contacts to win the election? And now today you hear the word treason uttered by the former Democratic vice presidential candidate, which takes the accusation to the, you know, place where this always could go. And so that's the allegation. That's the suspicion. And these emails that he just released, I don't think really seem to help his case.
Well, others are pointing to something else that seems to be illustrated in these emails, which we should say were written to Trump Jr. by a former business associate of his father's in Russia, who may be completely inflating what he had there. Mm-hmm. He may be making this up, that it came from, you know, Russian officials. But on the face of it, he's talking about an ongoing Russia government support for Mr. Trump, his father. And Donald Trump Jr. doesn't express any surprise at that. You know, what do you mean there's an ongoing plan to support my father? Is that kind of damning in your eyes?
It is. I mean, and I do think it's important we have to understand what the documents are. And I'm sure all the investigators look at the documents with a certain level of suspicion. So we understand the context and where they come from. But yes, I think part of what makes the emails troubling is the tone. There is no surprise. There is excitement. And this doesn't appear to be an official in a campaign who is either pushing back or who doesn't know where any of this is coming from. Mm-hmm. There's a comfort and familiarity in the email exchange, which is going to be a problem. And again, if the administration had more credibility, it would be easier to respond.
Julian Zelenzer, a political historian at Princeton, CNN political analyst, author. We'll link you to his works at hearnow.org. Julian, thank you.
Thanks for having me.